All righty, it's that time of year. You know, fall is coming in. We're starting to get that fall feeling. I love the fall. I hope you do too. But you know what? I think the fall is kind of like an opportunity for a renewal. It's an opportunity for taking a look at ourselves as performers, as artists, in a new way. And so I'm going to title this podcast, Making the Most Out of Every Opportunity, especially now, especially because we have a new season upon us. What season are you in? We're going to answer that question on today's episode of Casting Actors Cast.
This is Casting Actors Cast. Each episode takes you behind the scenes and answers your questions about the business of show. Please don't forget to subscribe and like wherever you get your podcasts. Now here's the host of Casting Actors Cast, Jeffrey Dreisbach.
Well, hello and welcome to today's episode of Casting Actors Cast. I'm casting director Jeffrey Dreisbach. I'm a casting director with McCorkle Casting in New York. I'm a podcast host. I'm a teacher. I'm all kinds of things, but you know what? Labels, schmables. Let's take a look at today's topic, making the most out of every opportunity that we have as actors. But first, this is that moment of the podcast where I get to say thank you so much for tuning in to Casting Actors Cast. I got all kinds of stuff for you. Just by tuning in to Casting Actors Cast, you're doing me a huge favor. I have loved and appreciate the support I'm getting so much. Please consider a like. Please consider a review, especially on iTunes. That would mean so much to me. Also, if you go to the website, castingactorscast.com, you'll see right away a form that says dive into the talent pool. And if you do that, fill out that form, what'll pop up are some freebies. And I'm talking about really kind of decent kinds of stuff. Like one is a book, a 100-page workshop manual called Conversation Pieces Out of the Studio, the voice of a workshop for professional actors. That's for you, all about doing voiceover work. Additionally, there's a free video you can check out called Casting Director Secrets, what they don't want to tell you. But I'm going to tell you in this free 20-minute video. Also on the website, there's an area called Jeff's Jots, which are show notes from each of the various podcasts. There's also previous podcasts that you can check out on a whole array of subjects. I'm coming up on 3 years of doing this podcast. So there are hundreds of podcasts and podcast videos, easy for you to say, to check out by simply going to YouTube and typing in Casting Actors Cast. Finally, castingactorscast@gmail.com is the best way for you to get a hold of me. If you have questions, if you want to do a self-submit video and send that to me, cool. That would be great. I love showing these self-submit. I'm getting all kinds of great reactions from folks who are sending me their self-tape auditions. I review them live on the air. And I think a lot of actors are getting quite a bit out of that. And so I'm happy to take a look at your audition as well and get a free evaluation. What's better than that? Okay, now promotional stuff aside, there's one more promotional thing I need to do. Sorry, which is a cross-promotional shout-out. These are institutions, these are schools, training programs that have agreed to put my podcast on their website. And so I would just love it if you would just pay attention for the next couple of minutes, return the favor, and check out these fantastic institutions coming up right now. This episode of Casting Actors Cast would not be possible without the following cross-promotional shout-outs. Actors Connection. Please do yourself a favor and check out Actors Connection. They provide classes, seminars, workshops with working industry professionals to help you advance your acting career. Go to actorsconnection.com/New York for their current calendar of amazing classes, workshops, and events. WeAudition.com. WeAudition.com is the video chat community to audition, self-tape, rehearse, and get expert industry advice.
Find a rehearsal or self-tape partner instantly. Earn money for rehearsing with other actors. And as a special incentive to Casting Actors Cast listeners, you will receive 25% off membership using the code CAC25. That's CAC25 for a membership discount. WeAudition.com. Acting and Voice Studios. I am excited to share that Acting and Voice Studios will provide top quality acting training for film and television to actors all around the world. Check out my bi-monthly blog posts on their website while learning more about classes for adults and young people, including voiceover and acting demo production. Go to actingandvoicestudios.com. Now, other places in addition to the ones I've just mentioned that I am teaching at include The Growing Studio and T. Schreiber Studio, so I ask you to go ahead and please visit their websites as well. And check out the schedule at castingactorscast.com/classes/workshops. And I hope that we can work together soon. All righty then. So thank you for that. I am teaching at a lot of these locations, so it would be really cool, especially this time of year. This is the time to sort of think about getting brushed up on your skill set. Perhaps there's a scene study class. Perhaps you've always wanted to take that class that says from stage to screen. I'm teaching those classes at several places as well, including voiceover work. So there's all kinds of opportunities for you and I to get to know each other. And I encourage you to please check out those folks to see what I'm teaching. Also, there's a place on the website, by the way, that you can see where I might be teaching a class. So if you go into the calendar of events, you'll see some of the classes I'm teaching. And those classes are classes that are open to the public. Some of them are closed because, you know, it's kind of popular. What can I say? So if there are some spaces and some availabilities of some of those classes, that's just up to you to check out. But making the most out of every opportunity, that can be burdensome, right? Sometimes that's really, really hard. Why? Because of life. Because we have stuff, we're dealing with so much stuff all the time. We're still, God, I can't believe this. We're still dealing with COVID. We're still dealing with family. We're still dealing with our financial situation. Unemployment has run out. That national unemployment $300 that many folks were relying on is now gone. Now what? And so it becomes really much more of a burden and a challenge in my mind than it ever was before, because we have all of these things to deal with. And yet on top of it, we have a dream. We have an idea. We have a career that we really, really want. We want a career as a performer. We want a career as an actor. But how do we get that with all of these additional external circumstances that are sort of gnawing at us all the time? And so that's what I need to address. So this is going to be, I don't know, this is maybe a positive affirmation, woo-woo video. I don't care. I'm just really into sharing how to make the most out of every opportunity you're given. And I want to start. My first suggestion is based on, and I got to be kind of careful here, because based on a university course that I am teaching right now. And on the first class, I went over the syllabus. We talked about what we're going to be doing in class. I gave all kinds of examples and exercises. And I also mentioned in the class, I said, oh, by the way, you should know that I've been doing this podcast for close to 3 years now, and it's had, close to 60,000 downloads of the podcast, but it's all about the kinds of things we're talking about in class. And so it would be really cool for you to check out this podcast. It's free, 20 minutes once a week. And I would love to hear from you if you've listened to the podcast, if you found something helpful for you, useful for you. So that's all I said. Didn't say anything else. I went on with the class. It was a 2-hour session. Finished the class. The class seemed very nice. That was great. So now the following week, do you know what's coming up? So the following week, I open up the class. I do my little brief exercise. I like to start the class with doing some kind of a little brain teaser, a little exercise just to get everybody sort of focused and excited about the day's work.
And we were going to be doing some scene work, some television scene stuff. And I said, oh, by the way, by a show of hands, how many people listen to the podcast? Oh, my God. Zero. Not one. Now, this is a class of like, I don't know, 14 or 15 actors in a university college training program, and not one person. So I'm thinking to myself, either I am maybe the worst personality in the world and no one is interested in what I have to say. That's possible. Or two, I didn't perhaps explain it well enough, the value to a university student, by the way, seniors who are going to be graduating with a professional training program in acting. You know, I'm just baffled. I was just like, wow. So yeah, my ego was a little bit hurt, but then it was funny to me in such a weird way, because I'm thinking, you know, I know this is going to sound so egoed out, and I'm sorry about that, but if I had that opportunity when I was getting my BFA training, that I could listen in for free 20 minutes on tips and advice about acting and what's going on in the industry and the unions and some acting tips and audition suggestions, you know what? I would be over the moon. So is that my fault? Is that something I didn't communicate well enough? Or is it the lack of seeing an opportunity on their part for various reasons? And all of their reasons are valid. You know, they just started school. They've got a whole bunch of classes and rehearsals. Maybe they're just overwhelmed with their final year of school. I don't know about you, but my final year of school wasn't that challenging. And it was really about rehearsals and advanced acting classes, which I just loved. So I don't know. I'm not saying, but I am saying, I just am curious. I wonder what your thoughts are about that. Is it something I didn't say? Is it something I did say? Is it something that they just didn't see the value in? What is it? All right. So I'm going to try and move away from that, even though, yeah, my ego is a little hurt. But at the same time, I'm thinking, gosh, you know, I just would love to get some feedback from folks. But most importantly, what I need to share is something that I wish I had taken advantage of when I was an actor and when I was an acting student. And that is to take and make the most out of every opportunity that I could. It's hard because we have a built-in filter. We have a built-in filter that really limits and takes a look at where we are at any given moment, and we either accept or reject all of this outside input that we have to deal with. And that's why it's really particularly challenging today, I think, for folks. That outside external influence is everything from, oh my God, I'm out of toothpaste and I need to get to the store. How am I going to get to the store? When am I going to do that? I've got a shopping list of things. Where do I get the money? You know, so we have all of those things. And we decide that the immediacy of each of those things take precedence over our longer term, longer range goals. Now, I'm not suggesting that that's a bad thing. I'm just suggesting that that's what we do. We stay focused on the task at hand rather than taking a breath, stepping back, and looking at the bigger picture. And the bigger picture has to be, what do you want for you? What do you want as a career? What do you want as a creative person? What do you want as an artist? And along with that, are you making the most of opportunities when they present themselves? It's really about paying less attention to the immediacy of getting our needs met. And sometimes, whether you meditate, whether you get some physical exercise and you're listening to a podcast, maybe you're listening to my podcast right now and you're doing a workout, whatever it is. But your perspective changes if you decide that it might be beneficial to look at the bigger picture. What else is out there? Because God knows we can find ourselves in this ridiculously painful pattern that we have been dealing with because of the external circumstances like COVID, like our living situation, like our relationships. All of those things have kind of take this immediacy so much to heart that we really don't have time to just sit, relax, and contemplate what is our next best move? What is the next right thing for me as an actor? Now, here's the other beautiful thing, and I know this to be true, but as an actor, every experience in your life can benefit you playing a part at some other point. You know what I'm saying? So whatever the emotional roller coaster ride is that you find yourself on, that might be really helpful for you when you get a role that requires you recall some of that experience, some of those emotional challenges that you're experiencing. So let's just take a quick example. You're on a park bench. You're just kind of chilling out. You're just chilling. And so across the street, you see an elderly person, and you're just kind of observing this elderly person. And you're saying, gosh, you know what? That person has a really interesting walk. I wonder what that walk is all about. I wonder where that came. Maybe there's something physically affecting the way that they are moving right now. Maybe it's just simply their age, or, you know, maybe they had a hip replacement, you know, 2 weeks ago, and they're just getting used to their new hip. You see what I'm saying? Whatever you are doing can contribute to your observational skills, can contribute to your sense memory skills, and can contribute to any kind of future, I don't know, audition, playing a part, a role that you're handed. Everything that you do can contribute to you as an actor. So instead of just trying to, you know, circumnavigate the emotional roller coaster and negative experiences you're finding yourself in right now, and they're valid, have every right to the way you're feeling now, but is there a part of you that can take advantage of the opportunity that you are finding yourself in now and look at it as a cataloging device for future reference? I don't know. I just find that that's something that can take the edge off just a little bit. And then finally, the thing that I'd like to share with you is having a plan. And I talk about this all the time, I know. But making a list of those things that you would like to accomplish. Now, I am not, you know, trying to do like Law of Attraction, you know, The Secret, and I'm not trying to do that stuff. But you know what? There is something of value when you put it on paper, when you write out what you would really like to have happen, what you would really like to experience in, let's say, the next 30 days. Maybe it's a class. Maybe it's having a chance to meeting me in a class. That would be so cool, right? Maybe it's that you need to retool your picture and resume. Maybe take an objective look about how you are marketing yourself. Maybe it's your self-tape skills. Maybe it's time that you take a look at those technical elements that would just help you feel more comfortable and more confident when you put yourself out there. Maybe it's time to start looking at an agency that you've been kind of eyeing and thinking is the next right thing. Maybe, just maybe, you're in school right now and you're saying, you know what, I'm a senior, I can't wait to graduate, but maybe you could start planting the seed of what it's going to feel and be like to be a professional. Don't be a lazy actor. Don't be a lazy actor and just assume that because you've had the training that things are going to go your way. Be a proactive actor. If Jeffrey Dreisbach says and suggests listening to his podcast because he thinks it's of value, why not try it? Why not just go, you know, I think I'll give it a shot. Okay, you're already doing that because you're listening now. But, you know, I was talking back to those students. That's what I was just doing just then. I'm saying, you know, there's some stuff that's out there. It doesn't cost anything but some time and some focus and maybe a little bit of energy. And once you can do that, the world is going to open up and you're going to feel so much better about the journey that you are on, because your journey is unique to you. And I have to say it, it's the right journey for you right now. I'm Jeffrey Dreisbach, and this is Casting Actors Cast.
Casting Actors Cast is made possible with your support just by listening. Please like, share, and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Caitlin Clark.